We welcome you to our bonus segment here, Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Glenn Mack. Now, the Eagles and the Cardinals, it's an odd history that dates back to the days of the St. Louis Cardinals when they were in the NFC East, and then the Phoenix Cardinals when they moved out to Phoenix when the Eagles didn't move, and now, of course, the Arizona Cardinals. And the Cardinals have always been very difficult to beat. Boomer Esiason, Jake Plummer, major thorns in the Eagles' sides. But we've got three games for you that you just might remember.
That you might savor. Okay. Yep. Dave, where were you on December 17th, 1995?
I'm guessing that I was at an Eagles game.
I'll bet you were.
Yeah.
It was Ray Rhodes against Buddy Ryan.
Yes.
And Buddy Ryan with Arizona, or maybe it was Phoenix, and I don't remember, but Buddy Ryan had with him Seth Joyner, Clyde Simmons, all those old Eagles. This one was not a classic. I'm going to tell you that. Rodney Pete throws three interceptions. Not good. Ricky Waters, 23 carries, only 72 yards. Not especially good. It's 14-14 the Eagles are down 20-14, excuse me, with 7 minutes to go. How are they going to win this thing, Dave?
I don't know, Glenn. How did they win the game?
Well, here's how they okay. I'm glad you asked. William Thomas, one of my all-time favorites, has two interceptions. This is Derek Witherspoon.
Yes.
Runs a kickoff back for a touchdown. Rodney Pete, who's only 14 for 31, does manage to hit Reggie Johnson and Calvin Williams for some touchdowns. The Eagles win it 21-20, get to 10-5, and make the playoffs for the first time in 3 years there.
So the most important question is this.
Yes.
In your opinion, who had a better press conference in general? Ray Rhodes or Buddy Ryan?
Well, with Ray Rhodes, I was always on WIP when he was doing those, and I always had to have one finger on the censor button because Ray would just kind of let it go.
Yeah.
And it went. Yeah, and it went, and there's certain things that the FCC wouldn't approve of. And so Ray was always a challenge for
okay.
me.
And Buddy, of course, was entertaining. He had five or six quips and
right.
kept going at them. And okay, who's so. A better coach? Who's a better head coach? This is a good question.
I think
Eagles fans out there want to know.
Because of the staying power.
I completely disagree.
Ray was kind of a one-trick pony.
But that one trick at least got the Eagles a playoff win.
Okay, well,
Buddy Ryan.
That's true, but
I
no
give Buddy Ryan a lot of credit for revitalizing interest in the Eagles, but the Eagles never won a playoff game with him.
Well, I didn't say he
was overrated head coach.
He was great.
God bless him. May he be in peace now. I love Buddy Ryan. But I kind of liked what Ray did.
Didn't last.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here you go. Number two. Dave, where were you November 2002?
Well, there's no question. I was at Veterans Stadium. The Cardinals came to town. And if I recall correctly, Donovan McNabb may have gotten injured.
Wow. No, actually not this game.
Darn.
No. This was, they were coming off a loss. Oh, yeah, he did. No, you're right. You're right. Excuse me.
This is the whole story.
This is the whole story. Excuse me. I'm too busy focusing on my own needs.
Right. You're back on the Buddy Ryan.
No, I did. It is tough to get for me to get past that one. Anyway, this is the week after James Mungroe just
Indianapolis
burns
Colts.
For Indianapolis Colts. The Eagles are playing the Cardinals. And, yes, McNabb gets hurt early, goes in, comes out, keeps playing. Didn't know at the time, had the broken ankle. By the way, he went 20 for 25 that day. And Deuce Staley, what a day for him. Runs wild. 31 carries, 135 yards, 82 yards, two touchdowns. Eagles pick off Jake Plummer twice, sack him four times. It really was a heroic performance by McNabb, playing on that bad ankle. And the Eagles, it's 14-14. Eagles run away with 24 straight, beat him 38-14 in a big game for a team headed toward the playoffs.
Very good.
Yes.
Great game.
Nice one.
Number three.
Dave, where were you?
Hmm.
On November, on Thanksgiving night, 2008.
I bet you I was at Lincoln Financial Field, and the Eagles really needed that game.
You were with me on a pregame show.
Yes.
I know that
yes.
much. Yes, you were. That is correct, because the Eagles fall to 5-5-1 the week before. They lose to the Giants. They tie with Cincinnati. They get blown out by the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
It's looking not just like the season's over, but maybe the Andy Reid era is over.
Yeah.
But wait!
Mm-hmm.
On Thanksgiving, they come out and crush the Cardinals. Brian Westbrook has two touchdowns in the first quarter, four overall. They pick off Kurt Warner three times. They beat him 48-20. Dave, It was one of the more fun days I have ever had covering the Eagles as an Eagles fan. Call it what you want. It was a thing of beauty. Saves the season. They get to the playoffs. They get to the NFC Championship.
And who they lose to in the NFC Championship? Well, irony of ironies. Arizona Cardinals.
Right, this is only the good games against the Cardinals. Yeah, I don't think I have that.
That's exactly right. Memorable games, memorable series. Eagles and the Cardinals doing it again on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field. Make sure you're with us at 12:30 for the Exalta kickoff show. And make sure you're with us after the game. Our post-game show presented by Rico. Glenn Macnow, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us.